siempre con música.
Yeah, hello, everybody, we're back here on the Dave Nash Show with another session, which is going to be jam-packed with fun, amazing word, life-changing word, and an amazing topic that we can all relate. And I know when we tell you the topic, it's going to touch, it's going to come close to home, and then your heart is going to skip a beat.
Now, everybody would want to listen attentively. But no, before we get there, you know, get to that, you know, let's just... Chill a bit, chillax. So we just want to know, how was your week? Mr. Nash, starting with you, my brother. How was your week, man?
It has been interesting, fun, and amazing. Feel the joy. Yay! Almost finished. It's cool, man.
Yo, man. It's around the corner. Jesus, man.
Yeah,
in school.
Yeah, man, it's
just a few months left. You get what I'm saying? We're gonna be shutting these gates and be like going to the real world, the world of work.
Yeah,
we'll be officially unemployed. You get what I'm saying?
I am excited.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, bro.
Yeah, and you know, with Christ, we can do all things.
And to all the matriculants out there, big up. Big up, big up. Let's do this. Let's crush these papers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's crush these papers and make sure that we conquer in each and every step of the way that we take.
Yeah.
And in order for us to conquer, we need Jesus. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
which is the whole main purpose of the Active FM with Christ music. It's hot music with the boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave on the David Nash Show.
On another level.
I mean, looking at it, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need wisdom for those papers.
Yeah.
We don't need knowledge. We're going to be killing them with
you
wisdom.
You get what I'm saying?
Like,
you get what I'm saying?
What? You understand this question? I'm going to put wisdom.
Yeah.
It's not my wisdom, it's God's wisdom.
Yeah.
It's
wisdom.
Christ. Yeah. Wisdom from Christ.
Yeah, man.
And when those people, you know, when the markers marking that paper, you know, the way they're going to be getting fed with wisdom, they're going to be like, I love this paper, man.
I love it.
Yo, if I can get more of those papers, you know, people like this one. And I mean, with Christ, you know, we actually don't take credit for ourselves.
Yeah.
Even if the next person writes the same thing that you wrote, you're like, yeah, you're happy. Why? Because you're united in Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, the marker will be happy also. You know why? Because he's getting wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom which it comes from Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ didn't say, I don't want my wisdom
shared with other people.
Yeah, you know. Ways. He didn't say that. No. He actually wants you to come to him so he can fill you with his wisdom.
And more of it.
What's amazing is he actually wants us to do greater things than he did. How selfless must you be for that?
To actually be.
Yeah.
He reminds me of one of the guys at church. Was actually saying that he's one of the leaders at church. It's like, you know, it was a Sunday evening. It's like, you know what? I'll be shaking everybody's hand.
Yeah.
Just to give them the anointing to deliver them from idleness. The spirit of idleness.
Yes.
You may know the person. You may know the person. So, yeah. Because. Yeah, you're walking the journey with him,
you know?
And I was walking the journey with him. We're still walking the journey together.
Yeah,
in the same team. You can
guess what?
Yeah,
it may even be close to home. It might be speaking to you.
Yeah,
it might know who you are.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And obviously, we're gonna give you the topic, and you know, the topic is also gonna be based on, you know, being selfless.
Yeah.
You know, community,
mm-hmm.
which is the series that we're going to be touching.
Yeah.
That we're busy doing, you know, at the moment.
Yeah.
We're in.
Uh-huh.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guess what's the topic? So they're going to give it to them.
Yeah. Okay, hold it right there.
Yeah.
True love.
What? I know, your heart skipped a bit. Like, oh, man.
Now I'm going to find out about what's true love.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out more on true love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah, you got the topic, you know, right there. And it's amazing. It's on fire. You know, you want to listen to more about true love.
Yeah.
I know some of you think that you know true love. Stay tuned in and you know what's true love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna be having an amazing jam-packed session with amazing fun topic talks, everything on fire, on point, and we're gonna be talking about Christ.
Jesus juice.
Yeah, true love. Stay tuned in.
Enjoy the music. Peace.
Yeah, everybody, we're back here on the Dave and Nash show. You know where you tuned in. You know which show you tuned in. And you waiting. I know your ears are itching for that topic.
Yeah.
True love.
True love.
Yeah.
Even the video game edits there. They left the video controller.
What? True love. Put this aside.
Now I want to understand the true love of this game.
Yeah. I think there's some of those people is coming close to home. They're like, I'm preparing for a date, so I want to know what is it talking about.
You get those people who are preparing for a date and they don't know how they're going to interact with that person that they're going on a date with. Especially girls. You get what I'm saying? Girls.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say to you. How am I going to handle myself? No, wait. Listen, no. Wait up.
Calm down.
Fear not.
Yeah.
Well, I am with you, not me, but God. Now stay tuned in to listen more on what the Word of God has to say about true love.
Yeah. And this is what true love looks like. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, this is what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
What?
What more do you want? True love.
True love indeed.
That's what it looks like. Long suffering. Being persecuted for others. Being killed for others. That's true love right there.
And Jesus demonstrated it.
Wow.
By laying down his life.
Yeah.
For us.
Imagine.
Look, it's amazing. It's amazing how it is. Because that same true love, we've been speaking about it in the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, in the past few series of Planted,
yeah,
in our church, 26A Love Day Street, the active church in South Africa. That's what we've been speaking on. You know what? That there is nothing that can separate us. I'm going to add on something. There is nothing that's going to separate us from the true love of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing can separate us from the true love of God.
Yeah.
True. Because the true love of God is real. It's true indeed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not fake.
It's not fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's true love of God is for others. It's about others. Not about, it's not self-seeking. That's the amazing part about the true love of God. It's not self-seeking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So stay tuned, dude. Stay tuned.
And we're going to be touching a lot of things. You know, by the time we're done with this, with this whole session, you know what's going to be amazing? You're actually going to be able to differentiate between love and other feelings. You know, sometimes you get other feelings, you're like, ah, oh, love, love, love. No, you'll be able to differentiate by the end of this show, like basically this whole show, not the session.
Yep.
And not only that,
you're
also going to be able to develop the 7 qualities of love in your marriage. Are you like, what?
All the married people out there, all the married people out there.
Yeah.
Shout out.
We feel you.
Uh-huh.
We're not married.
Yeah, maybe not yet.
Yeah.
By faith.
In the spirit.
Yeah. In the spiritual realm. Because every spiritual blessing in the spiritual realm. Because we are united with Christ. So get all those spiritual blessings that are.
I'm not gonna be like Paul, man. So that's one other thing, you know, we're gonna touch on.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna also be able, you're gonna be able to understand why love will always be tested.
What?
Oh. Love is always tested.
It's always tested.
Yeah.
You know, when you look in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, you know, true love does not, true love does more than it is said. It does more than it is said. It, because now, look, it does more than it is said. So now the keywords that we're going to look at right there, does and said.
Mm. Yeah.
Does and said. It does more than it says.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words. That might click right now.
Yeah.
It does more than it is said. So true love gives without any expectation. Expectations.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love you because I expect this from you.
Mm.
Because I expect this from you.
No.
Now I'm gonna love you. No. It loves. It's not selfish. It's not self-seeking.
Yeah.
It loves. Love gives without any expectations.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing about love right there, man.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be in love when there's nothing to seek? You're not selfish. It endures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. I mean, when God created love, you know, God created love as a beautiful thing. But when sin came in, what did it do? It distorted the true meaning of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at in our day and age, to love can mean to run away with another woman's husband.
Yo.
And then you're like, oh, that's love, man. How can you do that?
Love.
God didn't create it for you to do that.
Because now when you look at the Bible, it speaks about that. Thou shalt not covet another man's wife or another woman's husband.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? So now you're breaking the law when you're actually running away with somebody else's wife. Who's like, hey, I'm in love.
Yeah.
But you just stole that. Come on.
Check that out. And you know, in our day and age, another thing is... love, true love is described as, you know, this is a scenario. You run away, never mind the husband, you know. Some people, they're like, true love is having a child with someone else's husband or wife. Like, that's true love. Come on, man. You serious?
Yeah.
Another person's like, true love is to go out with the person that I work with, even if they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, what? Come on, this person is already not in a relationship. Why would you want to do that? Like, that's not true love. Those are feelings.
Yeah.
It's not true love. You know? And another person will be like, to find someone else because my spouse no longer makes me feel good.
Uh-huh.
And I decide to find another person who does.
You know, see, it's one of those people. I'm tired with beef. I want chicken now.
Come on. Like, how can you be in that situation? Yeah. Like, you decide to do that. That's not love right there.
Yeah.
In the first place, why did you marry that person?
True.
Those are feelings.
Now you're breaking your vows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's against the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's against the Bible. And modern society defines what it believes love to be by merely feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, society is like, okay, love is, you know, love is this. But it's feeling. I mean, you feel like you want to take that person's husband or that person's wife, then you're like, that's love. Oh, that's love.
Yeah.
Can you do it? I feel like I want to have a child with that person's wife. Oh, that's love.
Yeah.
What? Those are feelings. Don't come here with your stuff here. Don't come here with your stuff. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Because Jesus wouldn't agree with that. The Bible doesn't agree with that. The Bible doesn't actually give you the go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll understand if the Bible said, okay, go for it. Yeah. But the Bible doesn't say go for it. So why are you going for it?
Yeah.
Why are you looking for that? Because it's not true love. Today we are taught that love should make you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what we are taught in our day and age.
Mm.
As humans, we seek to avoid pain and only experience pleasure. This is why, according to the worldly mentality, when I do not like certain aspects of a relationship, I let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. I don't feel like this person is making me feel good. I'm tired of this person as a wife. I'm going to look for another wife. What?
You know, it's just like the, our day and age relationships.
Yeah.
They don't last long like those olden days relationships. They actually last for 1 week is enough.
Yeah.
Especially in teenagers. For teenagers, 1 week, it's not even a relationship. I cannot begin to describe that as a relationship. Because it is not. It was just a crush.
Yay.
It was just a crush.
Yeah.
That will just fade away.
Yeah.
Something that you plan for yourself.
It's true that
it wasn't according to God's plan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't according to God's plan, then that's how it's going to be.
True.
Yeah.
And as a result, that actually is a reason for you to examine your heart.
Yeah.
Because emotions are beautiful, but that the life without, I mean, looking at it, emotions are beautiful.
Yeah.
Life without emotion will be boring.
Yeah.
But they can also be cheating. You know, just because you feel something doesn't mean that is the reality of what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Because that's where we make mistakes. You can make mistakes based on that emotion, which is your heart. And if you look in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked, who can know it except God?
Yeah.
So examine it. That's where your feelings come from.
You know, you know what? Actually, this takes me back from, after you read that, takes me back to the indwelling.
Yeah.
The indwelling. With the series that we've been talking about, the Planted series, that the indwelling. When God dwells in your heart, then how much power can the heart have? How much power can the heart have to deceive you?
Yeah.
To deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
If God is dwelling in there,
it doesn't
have any power at all, because now God is permanently dwelling in my heart.
Yep.
But now if God is just a temporary resident right there, you can kick him out anytime that you feel like it, then your heart is not protected.
Yeah,
yeah,
true that. And you know, we're gonna be coming with more of those stuff, man. Like, yeah, stay tuned in, you're gonna love it. Yeah, we're gonna show you an example of what love is.
Yeah,
so love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so stay tuned in, love the music, and stay, keep on loving the music. Christ music is hot music, and it's gonna keep you pumped up on another level for Christ with the energy.
Yeah,
yeah, so enjoy the music.
North Korean missiles, U.S. warships deployed to Korean Peninsula. The U.S. military has ordered the Navy strike group to move towards the Korean Peninsula, amid growing concerns about North Korea's missile program. The Carl Vinson strike group comprises an aircraft carrier and other warships. U.S. Pacific Command described the deployment, now heading towards the Western Pacific, as a prudent measure to maintain readiness in the region. President Trump has said the U.S. is prepared to act alone to deal with the nuclear threat from North Korea. The number one threat in the region continues to be North Korea, due to its reckless, irresponsible and destabilizing program of missile tests and pursuit of a nuclear weapons capability, U.S. Pacific Command spokesman Dave Benham said. What is being deployed? The strike group comprises the Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, two guided missile destroyers and the guided missile cruiser. As well as massive striking power, the carrier group, headed by Admiral Nora Tyson, has the capability to intercept ballistic missiles. It was originally due to make port calls in Australia but instead has been diverted from Singapore to the West Pacific, where it recently conducted exercises with the South Korean Navy. In detail, North Korea's missile program. How advanced is North Korea's nuclear program? What is the context? North Korea's missiles. North Korea has carried out several nuclear tests and experts predict more could be in the offing as it moves closer towards developing a nuclear warhead that could reach the U.S. There have been indications from North Korea that it may test an intercontinental missile, even though it is banned from any tests under UN resolutions, restrictions it has consistently ignored. On Wednesday, it test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile from its eastern port of Sinpo into the Sea of Japan. That test came a month after four ballistic missiles were fired towards the Sea of Japan, moves that provoked a furious reaction by Japan. On its part, North Korea says it is provoked by military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, which it sees as preparation for an invasion. Syria. North Korea has also been closely watching how U.S. President Donald Trump has been responding in Syria. Early on Friday, the U.S. military launched airstrikes against the Syrian government, in retaliation for a reported chemical attack. North Korea called it an intolerable act of aggression against the sovereign state, and said the strike showed it was justified in bolstering its own defenses. What are the moves behind the scenes? The most recent test, condemned by Japan and South Korea, came on the eve of a visit by China's President Xi Jinping to the U.S. to meet President Trump. The two leaders discussed how to rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs as the U.S. steps up the pressure on China, a historic ally of Pyongyang, to help reduce tension. China has, however, been reluctant to isolate its neighbor and ally, fearing its collapse could spawn a refugee crisis and bring the U.S. military to its doorstep. China has long been North Korea's closest diplomatic ally and trading partner, but the relationship has become increasingly strained over Pyongyang's refusal to halt nuclear and missile testing. Mr. Trump said in a recent interview that Washington was ready to act without Beijing's cooperation. If China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. The U.S. Treasury recently slapped sanctions on 11 North Korean business representatives and one company, while U.S. politicians overwhelmingly backed a bill relisting the North as a state sponsor of terror. North Korea responded by warning that it will retaliate if the international community steps up sanctions, saying the U.S. was forcing the situation to the brink of war. War.
Oh, that I would just stay at your feet. Oh, my life, it would be so complete. Oh, Jesus, just keep me at your feet. Oh, you make my life so complete.
Everybody, welcome back right here on the Devin Nash Show. Yeah, we're back again, it's on a Friday, man.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, you know, we're about to enter the weekend. We're about to get to that grooving moment. You get what I'm saying? A party moment. We are party people, you get what I'm saying? We are party people. But you get what I'm saying? Party people in the spiritual realm. In the house of God.
Yeah.
Church is better than a club, yo. Mm-hmm. If you want to get that experience, go to the 26A Love Day Street, Selby, the active church. Get there. We get down. You get what I'm saying? We get down. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Because we feel good love.
Yeah.
Love Christ.
Yeah.
Love Christ.
Yeah, true love is what we're still talking about right here, everybody. Stay tuned in as Mr. Nash and I, Dash, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
On the Dave and Nash Show.
Yeah.
He's going to be elaborating on. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's look at an example of true love.
Yeah.
You know, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, this is what it says. Love is patient.
Ooh.
Love is kind. Mm-hmm. It does not envy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I see that one is coming close to home. It does not boast. Ooh, even coming closer.
Yeah.
It is not proud. Yay. It does not dishonor others.
No.
It is not self-seeking.
Yeah.
It is not easily angered.
Mm.
Close, eh? It keeps no records of wrongs.
Mm.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Yeah. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Yeah.
That's love right there. True love.
You know, when you're speaking about trust,
mm.
at some point in my life, that was, that was a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Trust. I cannot trust anybody right now.
Mm.
You know, and my love was based on what people did in the past. On what people did to me in the past.
Yeah.
That's what I based my love on. Not realizing that the love of God is actually different from the worldly love. The love of God is actually different from that love that people demonstrate out there. So now, when we look at the true love is that which God demonstrated by giving his only begotten son to die for sinners and pay the price of them that stand in awe of him.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the love of God.
Yeah, through that.
It gives.
Through that.
Love is giving.
Yeah.
Without seeking anything.
Mm.
Without any expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking at it, like the first one is love is patient. Some people, they're like, okay, I do not understand women. I do not understand men. How can they be like this? It's just that you haven't understood the meaning of love. Love is patient. You haven't understand. You haven't understood that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You haven't understood that. And when you understand that, that's when you begin to actually be in that position where you're like, love is patient.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be patient with this person. Even in marriage. Marriage is a union of two completely different people who decide to share everything.
Yeah.
And in that, you have to be patient. Because this person is not like you. This person is sometimes the opposite of you.
Yeah.
You know? They like this, you like that. And you have to be patient with each other. Same with the second one. Love is kind. Kindness means everything. Means having everything in a respectful attitude towards each other.
Yeah.
You share everything and you respect each other.
Yeah.
That's being kind. Not, this person, this, that. No, 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 no. Me, I don't want to be around this person. Why? Because I don't love them. You know, I don't want to be. Yes, I do love them, but they're not kind, you know. And what does the book of Matthew say? In the book of Matthew 22, 37 to 39, this is what it says. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. Woo. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yo.
Ha ha ha. Yes.
How
yes.
many of us love
yes.
our neighbors?
Yes.
Like when you
yes.
look at it in our society today, yes. many gossips are going around.
Yeah.
Yo, did you see what the neighbor did?
Oh my God.
Did you see the couch that the neighbor bought?
Lulu.
Yo, they must have won lotto.
Yes.
No, it's the inheritance from their father's uncle.
Yo.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all that. It's all that. But now, there's no love for the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the love that God demonstrated,
yeah.
it doesn't have any effect. Why? Because people do not understand the love of God.
Yeah.
That is when we need to understand. Because now, when you're speaking about true love, love is kind. Love is kind in all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
In your family, in your workplace, in your community, in your relationships with the partner that God has chosen for you, with the people in your surroundings, in your school, in that company, you as the boss, you as the CEO, you as the manager,
mm-hmm.
you as the leadership of that company. True love, do you show kindness? Do you show care? Are you that person who does not boast? Like, oh, you get what I'm saying? I'm this person. I'm all in all. No, God is all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We should True. Love. We should love like God.
Mm-hmm.
His love never fails. It is
yeah.
not puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bust. It never gives up. It is patient and kind. That is the love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And yeah, with love as kindness, you know, when you have love, because love is kind, you actually greet people.
Yeah.
You don't, that person, I don't like them. But yeah, you greet people, you know, and that does come close to hope. You smile because it doesn't hurt to smile, you know. Smile is not expensive. Just smile. Yeah. Love is kind.
Yeah.
Smile. You know. You actually keep your words in check. You don't just take out those beep beep beep.
No.
Love is kind.
Yeah.
You actually speak to people in an appropriate manner. Third one, love does not envy or boast. You don't look at someone's possession and say, I want that. Or you boasting, you like, I have everything. What do you have? Yeah, you don't have anything. Eh? Yeah. What do you have to say now? No, love is not like that. Love does not boast or envy. And as a result of that, we have to examine our hearts. You know, that's where everything comes from. Fourth one is, love does not dishonor others. You know, some of us dishonoring others is a lifestyle. You're like, yo, I need to dishonor that person. I'm gonna live a
in
life.
In order for me to be cool, I need
you
to
know,
dishonor.
Hey, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Love is not about dishonoring people. In fact, it's about honoring them.
Yeah.
Helping them and all those stuff. And in Genesis 39 verse 3, it says, and his master saw the Lord was with him, that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Right there, there's the master saying, there's the servant there with the Lord. You know, he's not being in that position where he's like, no man, I want that, I want this, I want to actually dishonor that person. Why? Because I'm his master and I'm supposed to be with the Lord. No, he doesn't do that. Actually, it's like in that position where it's like, yes, the Lord is doing this. Why? Because there's a purpose behind it.
Yeah,
there's a plan behind it that the Lord has for that guy. And looking at it, the fact that you the master, the Lord blesses your servant. When he blesses your servant, you also get blessed. Why? Yeah. Because that servant is under you.
Yeah.
Same with the leader. You know, you have a disciple. The Lord blesses your disciple. Basically, it blesses you also.
Yeah.
And as a result, we're supposed to examine our heart. And that's how our heart, you know, like, yeah, the verse earlier on said, the heart is deceitful. So we got to examine it.
Yeah.
And stay tuned in, because we still got more to deliver.
Jeez.
We still got more to give you.
Jeez.
And so as a result, stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy the music.
Jeez. Yeah, stay tuned, everybody.
South Africa and Singapore are to further explore opportunities of trade and investment.
Today, Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister Tan Man Shamgaratnam paid Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa a courtesy visit in Pretoria. The two leaders met over lunch and discussed how best Singapore could help South Africa strengthen something that's a bit of a bugbear for us, state-owned enterprises.
A reciprocal visit by Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister. Last year, Deputy President Ramaphosa and his delegation visited Singapore, this to the island city state-owned enterprises to invest in South Africa. Now in South Africa, Deputy Prime Minister Shamgaratnam and Ramaphosa discussed the two countries' bilateral and economic relations and the governance of state-owned enterprises. Currently, the country's state-owned enterprises, which include SAEA and Eskom, are not doing well. And Deputy President says South Africa can learn a lot from Singapore on running state-owned enterprises.
There is a lot that we were able to learn from Singapore, particularly with regard to how they have structured their state-owned enterprises and how they run them and how they govern them. So we've learned a lot, and today was a continuation of that conversation, because as we restructure our own state enterprises, we are looking at what they have done and what works for them and what model we can put together and craft from the experiences that they have had.
Singapore is a world model for its economic success, which is partly attributable to its social cohesion. SOEs have contributed significantly to their economy.
You've been housed all of this tension like it won't explode. Never question if you'll ever
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Hello back here on the Dave Nash Show. We got more. Hey, yeah, we got more Bob for you. Yeah, like Mr. Dave said. Yeah, more stuff coming back for you. Yeah, we still talking on true love and how you're supposed to examine your love that you have for others.
Yeah,
and I know some people who are preparing for dates. You got already tips. You're like, ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, man. Yeah, she gonna see. Yeah, she's gonna experience the love of God right there. Yeah, and it's all about relationships, you know. Yeah, just putting it out there. And yeah, let's continue. Love. Let's look at the fifth aspect of the verse that we read earlier on. Love is not self-seeking. You know, you get people that always seek their own ways.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want my way. I want everything to happen for me. Oh, there's a two rent. You know, that girl of yours. This is how you actually know someone loves you, know? You know, she knows you have a 10 rent. She sees an ice cream that's for 10 rent when you go to McDonald's. But she knows, yeah, this guy has a 10 rent. So she can either choose to want the ice cream that's for 10 rand, or she can get something that's for 5 rand. Why? So that you can also have 5 rand.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy. Now, if that person actually loves you, won't be in that position where they're self-seeking.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like, you know what, I want that whole 10 rand to come towards me. Yeah. If this person loves me, he's going to spend that 10 rand on me. No. It's not self-seeking. You'll be in that position where you know this person has this. You might find out that the fact that she actually loves you and she's not self-seeking, she'll be like, I want a stock suit for 1 rand. You can also buy yourself a stock suit for 1 rand. And she knows you have changed.
Yeah.
That's love right there.
You see?
That's love right there. Doesn't seek for big stuff, you know, which only goes towards one side. No. If it's a one-side relationship, that's not love.
Because now, when you look at out there in age, relationships, in terms of young people, that's when I wanna that's where I wanna focus on, basically. Look, young people think that when you're in love, you need to be spending too much cash. You need to have money in order for you to show how much you love that person. You need to get your pants down in order for you to show that you love that person. You need to pull up your skirt in order for you to receive love. That's how young people look at it these days. That you have to sleep with the person in order for them to prove that they really love you. That's not the way. That's not true love. In that way, love is self-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And that we cannot call love. That is feelings. Because if your love is based on feelings, it won't go any further.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that if you feel like you don't want to love today, you're not going to love, then there is no love. If you feel like you don't want to smile or talk to that person today, you're not going to talk, because there is no love. But no, look, when you look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 6, it speaks about the fact that even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is what, listen to this, this is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. It gave him great pleasure to give his only begotten son to die for our sins. It gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for his glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son.
Yeah.
It's amazing right there.
Yeah, and that's amazing, like Mr. Dave said, you know. And we want to look at points, you know, which the first one is love is not easily angered.
Yeah.
Love keeps no wrong, no records of wrong.
Yeah.
And love does not delight in evil but rejoices in the truth. I mean, looking at the previous one, which said love is not self-seeking. I mean, when you're in that position, you can get a girl that calls you. She's like, I want airtime. You buy a 50 rand airtime. She calls every single person. And then when she gets to you, she sends you a police call. And you know, you just bought a 50 rand airtime. You know? Yeah. And she's telling you, I have no airtime. Please buy me. Now, right there, you have the reason to be angry. But love is not angry. It is not easily angered.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you're in this position where you're like, she can change.
Yeah.
That's where love hopes. Like, I hope for the best for this girl. She can still change. And in that position, that's where we have to foster patience, respectfulness, giving, humble, righteous, sincere, and joyful love in your life. And when you actually examine all those stuff and you actually implement them into your life, what you do is you do not keep it to yourself, but you share it and pour it unto others. And that's what you have to do. That's what we have to do. And that we do not, you know, we love does not delight in evil but rejoices in the truth.
True that.
You don't come here and delight in evil like, oh man, I got love. But guess what? Behind the scene, you like delighting in evil. You like, if this person finished 50 round ATM and didn't even kill me, this person can get bumped or something. No.
It's not cursing.
Uh-uh.
No.
You don't curse, right? Because you have love.
Yeah.
Love always forgives.
Yeah.
Even if they do that 50 rand a time gone and then they send you a police call, you still hope for the best and you forgive them.
Yeah.
Love believes in everything.
True.
Believes in everything. And Joshua chapter 2 verse 1 actually goes on and elaborates on that. If you actually read the whole of Joshua chapter 2, you'll understand that love believes. You'll actually understand why love believes in everything. I mean, look at God. God is a merciful God.
Yeah.
He will always not bring, you know, salvation to your life, but will bring salvation to your generation through you.
Yeah.
It's not just you. It's you and your whole generation. That's how merciful he is. And that's how he believes in everything. He didn't believe in you only. He believed in you and everything that's going to come after you. And that's why in our age, we still can receive salvation. Why? Because he believed in everything he created.
True.
And what does love do? Love waits. God didn't say, I'm just going to wait for Jesus to come. And after Jesus come, I'm going to destroy everyone who doesn't believe in everything. And then there's no other generation that follows.
Mm-hmm.
No. He actually waited. And what did he do? He sent us to come and get more people.
Yeah.
Sent us to come and get our brothers and sisters to go with us. And that's faith right there. Love waits. Love bears all adversity. Bears all adversity. And John chapter 15 verse 13 goes on to actually elaborate on why it bears all adversity. True love can overcome obstacles.
Yeah.
True love can overcome obstacles. Go on that date, things happen, you know, and it wasn't supposed to happen. Like you got angry or you tried to get angry or something. Yeah, like someone poured something on you when you are in your best dress code, you know, for that person.
Yeah.
You wanna get angry, but no, overcomes all the obstacles.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. She falls. Can also go pick her up there. Maybe you also lie there on the floor, you know, for a little while. You joke around there, laugh, and then you pick her up, and then, you know, carry on, man. It's love right there.
Yeah.
Not fall. Yo, okay. And then you don't know what to do, and then you laugh. No, how can you do that? No, you can't do that.
You're a gentleman, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Love lives forever.
Whoa.
Love lives
never
forever.
Never gives up, yo.
Yeah. I mean, love never ends. God's love is kind. It's filled with kindness, and it's the type of love which never fails. You know, God's love never fails. Why? Because it's an everlasting love. God's love is deeper. You can never go under it, you know. It's deeper than what you can imagine. It's wider than what you can imagine. You can't go around it. It's higher than what you can ever imagine. You can't go above it,
yeah.
You know. And it can last you until eternity. That's how long it lasts. And that's the love of God. And if you read the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 to 19, you further on understand the love of God.
Yeah.
And nothing can separate you from God's love. Yeah.
That's amazing stuff right there, everybody. This has been a great session. True love indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you gotta go out there and show people true love.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and tell people about the gospel, tell them about Jesus. That's one of the parts that I've been slacking on, but I'm actually willing and pushing and pressing on to go out there and tell people about Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Because that's when we demonstrate our true love for people, and we gotta love people as we as God loves us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love people with the love that God loves me with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, for all the matriculants out there, if you don't have any options and you're thinking that universities and colleges are expensive and all that stuff, but well, we got some few options for you right here. Go to we have institutions here right here where you can go to. We have the Academy of Television and Screen Arts. There you can get yourself, you can say it's in Johannesburg, 82 Richmond Avenue, Auckland Park, PO Box 291246, Melville 2109. So right there you can get the details as well, the telephone number, get to in contact with them. 011-482-9200. You can email them at info@ase.co.za. Website, you can go to www.screenarts.tv, and you can also get them on Facebook right there and on Twitter. Or you can also get to the Academy of Sound Engineering right there. And the other option, optional college, you can go to Oakfields College. Right there, you can look at it. It's all over. It's all over. You can get it in United States and all that stuff. You can get it in South Africa. We don't have much details on that, on where you can reach them. But go to Oakfields. Oakfieldscollege.co.za. That's the website right there.
Yeah.
Don't also forget to catch us on www.activefm.co.za and catch us on Twitter, catch us on Facebook. You already know the links and the Twitter handles. You get what I'm saying? At ActiveFM777 right there. That's on Twitter, and that's the same thing on Facebook. Yeah. Go there, everybody. We thank you for tuning in, and we love you all. God bless.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, Peter Piper picked a pepper, Eve picked an apple, and we had a problem. Had a problem child named Lucy, always up to trouble, saying, now I got him. Now I got him in a trap, they disobey their father. Got him in a trap, they do just what they want. I got him in a trap, they selling death to each other in a trap. Getting schooled in the garden till we asked the teacher, who are you to teach me? Dropped out of college in the letter, heartbreak, and now we look like Easy. Cindy deadly like a queen bee. She working for Lucifer. I gotta get Lucifer. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand, I'm swinging my other hand. I'm doing a running man, oh. Lucy had a daughter by the name of Cindy. Cindy is a real problem, real. Problem is she be looking so good, we let her pull us to the bottom. To the bottoms up, or she'll leave you with the bill. Bottoms up, careful, she will slip a pill. Bottoms up, cause it's upside down the way we love her, but she shoot to kill. Block her. Man down, look what's trending on my mama, mama. Hashtags, hashtags, I can't take no more drama, drama. Cindy is the real reason for the, hold up, here she comes.
Wait, where'd he go? Over there.
I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand, I'm swinging my other hand. I'm doing a running man, oh yeah. I'm running, running, running like I'm up in the Olympics, running for my country. Ain't from Russia, but the way I've been rushing. If I crash, I sustain a concussion. Look. Will Smith couldn't do it fresher. Who's the new successor? I'm the new contender. You don't know me, this the first time you're meeting Drew the Greater. That was Drew the Lesser. They so hedonistic, they pursue the pleasure. He enlisted me to do it better. I don't read statistics, they be too depressing. Never realistic, I knew better. Better, better.
better. Bet I'd be a better man if I was more of a humble man. Cindy feeds my pride like no other can. When I see her, I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand and I'm swinging my other hand and I'm doing the running man, oh yeah.